It's hard to believe that some people hurt themselves on purpose. They cut themselves or burn, punch, pierce themselves, or even starve themselves. Why would anyone do that?
Let's ask them, and then let's talk about this thing called self-harming. Hello and welcome to Women of Hope. I'm Carol.
And I'm Tammy. I hope you're having a good day and we can spend some time together. Today, we're talking about a difficult topic, self-harm. Our counselor, Fran, is here too to help us to think about why people do this.
Hello, my friends. Yes, most people can't understand why anyone would hurt themselves on purpose. But in my work, I've met hundreds of people who do this, and most of them are women or girls. When I ask them why they harm themselves, these are the sort of things they say.
It helps me get out the feelings and the pain that I feel inside me when I can't put it into words.
It's a way I can control my body, because I can't control anything else in my life. I get bullied at school and abused at home, but I feel powerful when I cut myself.
Often I feel nothing. It's like I'm not really alive. It's better to feel pain than to feel nothing. And after I hurt myself, I feel relieved. I don't feel so anxious for a while.
I feel like I'm a really bad person, and I deserve to be punished. Cutting myself lets the badness out. Sometimes I hear voices that tell me to hurt myself or kill myself, and they don't stop until I do hurt myself.
Can you understand these young women? They have all these bad feelings. They feel angry, empty, guilty, sad, afraid, and they hate themselves. Often they've been hurt by others, maybe when they were children. Hurting themselves makes them feel better, but only for a short time. The pain comes back. I feel so sorry for them.
So do I. It sounds like a terrible way to live.
You know, I wonder, do you think they do this to get attention?
Sometimes it can be a way to show their family or their doctor how bad things are. But mostly, people who hurt themselves keep it a secret. So they feel very lonely and worthless and trapped.
Do they really want to die?
They might feel suicidal sometimes, but usually self-harm is a way to cope rather than a way to die.
I'm thinking there are other ways to hurt yourself. It might not be attacking your body. It might be risky behavior like getting drunk, taking drugs, or having unsafe sex. Things that make you feel alive for a moment, but awful afterwards.
Yes, that's true. So if someone you care about acts like this, they might do it to harm themselves. What would you look for if you suspect your friend or your child is hurting herself?
I guess you might see strange wounds or scars. Someone might suddenly start to have a lot of little accidents.
I remember a girl who always wore long sleeves in summer, and it turned out that she used to cut herself, and then she would pick at the scabs to stop them from healing. She hardly ate anything and got very, very thin.
You might notice a family member washing their clothes more often, or they might have blades or knives in their room. Young people often start listening to very dark music about death or violence and spend a lot of time alone. Let me say, if you see signs of self-harming, don't give up hope. Don't blame or punish them, but do reach out in love.
Thank you.
we've been talking about why some people hurt themselves. Fran, what would you say to a person who has this problem?
I'd want to say, you're not alone and you don't deserve this. It's like an illness and you need help to get better. You can learn better ways to deal with your problems. First, you need to work out why you harm yourself. Does it help you release stress? Does it help you to feel in control or express your feelings or let you feel something? You do it for a reason, so it's good to know what the reason is so you can meet that need in another way.
If it helps you feel better, why should you stop?
Yes, you do feel relief for a little while, but self-harm causes many more problems. You probably feel ashamed and you're not really dealing with the reason you're so unhappy. You have to keep it a secret and that means you feel lonely. It can easily become addictive, like a drug, and soon it's controlling you and you need to do it more and more. You can easily go too far and end up with a serious medical problem. And if you don't learn good ways to deal with your pain, you can get depressed or get addicted to drugs or alcohol. As a young person, you can lose those years when you need to be finishing school, starting your work, and making relationships.
So hurting yourself doesn't help you with the real problems. Let's talk about what we should do.
Well, I would think that you would want to find someone you trust to talk to.
Yes, indeed. That would be the first step. Talk to a doctor, a family member, a wise friend, a church leader, a teacher, someone who will support you, not blame you. It's more important to share your feelings rather than the details of your self-harm. Take it slowly and give them time to understand, because it might be a shock to them. You might feel worse at first because you've put the bad feelings into words, but it will be a relief to share your feelings.
You know, you can always talk to God about your feelings.
That's right. God won't judge you or abandon you. He'll always be there to hear your deepest secrets. Here are some other steps. You need to learn what emotions you feel and what they're about. Is the feeling more like sadness or anger or fear? What sort of things set off these feelings? It can be hard to pay attention to your feelings instead of numbing them or expressing them through self-harm. But emotions come and go. Don't fight them, but learn to understand them. What's the first warning sign in your body when you're getting distressed? Learn to listen to your body. You might feel very tense or your heart might beat hard. You might feel sick or sweaty or your breathing becomes fast and shallow and your head feels cloudy. The very first thing is to control your breathing. Slow it down. Make sure you breathe out properly. And think about your breaths. Then try to pay attention to something quite ordinary, like looking at the sky and noticing the weather. Maybe go for a quick walk. Tell yourself the truth. You can get through this. It will pass. It really will, if you don't tell yourself that you can't cope.
Well, I think that would help to slow down the urge to hurt yourself. You talked before about learning good ways to deal with your pain. Do you have any more ideas about that?
Well, if you cut yourself to express your emotions, you could paint or draw on a big piece of paper with red ink or paint. Or you could write down your feelings and then tear up the paper if you want to. Or tell your support person what you feel and ask them just to listen. If you cut to calm and soothe yourself, maybe take a bath or a hot shower, or play with a pet, make a nice drink, or listen to calming music. What helps you to calm down? If you cut because you feel disconnected and numb, try to talk to a friend about something pleasant. Or you could do something that feels strong. Maybe hold an ice cube. Or choose something with a very strong taste, like chili peppers or peppermint or a lemon.
What about if you feel very tense or angry?
Well, take some breaths, then exercise vigorously. Run, dance, or hit a pillow, or tear up an old magazine, or scream into your pillow. Get out that tension. And if you really, really want to cut, try doing one of these things instead. Draw on yourself where you would have cut with a red marker. Or rub some ice on that spot, or get a rubber band and flick it at that part of yourself. But I hope that after a while of talking through your feelings, you won't need to do these things. I really hope you can find a proper counsellor who understands these things and who you feel safe with. It will take some time, but the more you can be honest, the better they can help you. And don't forget, the best person to talk to is God. Ask Him for help and ask Him to show you who to talk to. That would be a great first step.
Friend, perhaps you think someone you know is harming themselves. First, you need to think about why you are concerned and then try to understand how they feel. Maybe just tell them that you've noticed and say that you want to help and understand them.
Yes, it doesn't help to judge or threaten them to try to make them stop. They already feel terrible about themselves. They need your love and support to get better.
Were you shocked to hear about people harming themselves? Actually, one of our dear Women of Hope friends has had this experience. Stevie's been very brave, and she told us her story. This is what she wrote. Have you ever been shocked at your own behavior? When you've done something wrong that you thought you would never do? Have you ever felt really ashamed about something that you've done? Well, I have. And I want to share my story with you so that I can tell you about how kind God was to me and how He forgave me and He helped me to forgive myself. I was taking some medication for 3 years. The tablets were for depression, but I was feeling much happier, so my doctor and I decided that I could stop taking them. It can actually be really hard to stop taking medication because your body gets used to it. Your body can become unbalanced for a while as it adjusts to working without the medication. Sometimes you have to cut the amount of medication back very slowly before you stop taking it. So that means you should talk to your doctor or healthcare worker before you change how much medication you take. But you know, even though I slowly reduced my medication over a few weeks, it was still very difficult. The first couple of weeks weren't too bad. I had just had some tension in my muscles and a little tummy pain and maybe a headache. But it got really tough when I was taking the last little bit. And for the first few weeks, when I wasn't taking anything at all, I felt irritable and unhappy. I wasn't sleeping well and I didn't care about things that I usually am interested in. And when I felt angry and powerless, I suddenly felt that I wanted to harm myself. I hurt myself a few times, and I often thought about it and wanted to do it more often. It helped me to get my anger out and to feel better for a little while. I was surprised at how kind God was to me during this time. I still felt close to Him, and I felt Him comforting me and helping me to make a bit more sense of what was happening, as I was quite confused. Sometimes I even thought that there was nothing wrong with what I was doing. So one night I asked God to let me know if hurting myself was wrong. The next morning, I remembered some words from God's Word, the Bible. These words were in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 17, and they say this: "Whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Oh, well, immediately I knew that I couldn't thank God for harming myself. You know, in this world, God has given us many things to enjoy and to help us cope. I knew that self-harm was not one of them. And at that moment, I decided that I wanted to stop harming myself. But that wasn't easy to do. The temptation to harm was very strong, so I had to fight very hard not to do it. I asked God to help me to resist because I knew that I couldn't stop without His help. I hurt myself one more time as I struggled, and I asked God to help me stop. I was also surprised at how kind my family and close friends were to me. They never spoke harshly. They just tried to understand and support me and to help me look for a better way of coping with my pain. That reminded me that God wasn't judging me. He wanted to help me through my pain. In a few weeks, I started feeling like my normal self. My body had become used to working without the medication, and it was then that I felt really bad about what I had done. I told God that I was so sorry, and I knew that God forgave me. You see, I knew that God's word, the Bible, tells all of us, that God sent His Son Jesus into the world to die on a cross, to take the punishment for our sins. He did this so that we didn't have to be punished and God could forgive us. I knew that God had forgiven me. I kept reminding myself of that, but I didn't forgive myself. I do a lot of public speaking, and I thought that God should stop giving me opportunities to do that. When I speak, people see me as an inspiration, an example to follow, and I knew that self-harming was not a good example to follow. But God continued to give me opportunities to speak to groups of people. I thought that God was being too good to me, that He should have punished me in some way. And then, one day, I was reading a part of God's Word, the Bible, that tells us not to judge others. That's because God is the judge of the world. That's His job. And I thought, that includes ourselves. I don't have the right to judge myself because that's God's job. And then I read this from God's Word, the Bible. Or perhaps you despise His great kindness, tolerance, and patience. Now, that really made me stop and think. Of course, it's God's right to be kind and gracious to me, whether I think He should be or not. And He has forgiven me. I need to accept that. At that moment, I felt that I let go of my shame, that I forgave myself. But later, I found myself struggling again. Have you ever let go of something and forgiven someone or maybe even yourself? And you've given something to God to take care of, and you let something go, but soon you find that you're struggling with that same thing again? I think we've all done that. I was still struggling with the dark things that were in my heart, the things I don't understand about myself. And then God reminded me that He is changing me. He is changing my heart to make me more like Him. And God is perfectly good and loving. I felt like God showed me that I can look at myself with hope, at who I am becoming. And God is making me more and more like Himself. One day, in heaven, He will finish His work, and there won't be any more wrong things in my heart.
Wow. Carol just read Stevie's words to us about learning to forgive herself. That's an important lesson for all of us to learn. We should learn from our mistakes, but we don't have to go on punishing ourselves when God has forgiven us.
Stevie showed me some scars from where she hurt herself. They've healed now, but she told me The scars remind me of how kind God was, not how I failed. Let me read you some words from Micah, one of the prophets in the Bible. He wrote this prayer, O Lord, you forgive the sins of your people. You take pleasure in showing us your constant love. You will trample our sins underfoot and send them to the bottom of the sea.
And when God throws our sins into the deepest ocean, we shouldn't go fishing trying to bring them up again.
Oh, no.
Let's just give thanks to God for being so kind and ask Him to make us more like Him. Fran, say those words for us again.
You will trample our sins underfoot and send them to the bottom of the sea.
When God forgives, our sins are really gone for good. How wonderful.
It's time for us to say goodbye. Would you like to tell us something about your story? We'd love to hear from you. You can contact us in care of this station or at Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week, filled with God's blessings.